Now it came about after this that the sons of Moab and the sons of Ammon, together with some of the Munites, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and reported to Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Aram. And behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar," that is En-Gedi. Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a period of fasting throughout Judah. So Judah gathered together to seek help from the Lord. They even came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem.
They turned aside from them and did not destroy them. See how they are rewarding us by coming to drive us out from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. All Judah was standing before the Lord with their infants, their wives, and their children.
Tomorrow go down again. worshiping the Lord. The Levites from the sons of the Kohathites and from the sons of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a very loud
Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will endure. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. When he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sang to the Lord, and those who praised him in holy attire, as they went out before the army and said, give thanks to the Lord, for his faithfulness is everlasting. When they began singing and praising, the Lord set ambushes against the sons of them, Moab and Nasir, who had come against Judah, so they were struck down. For the sons of Ammon up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, completely destroying them. When they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. When Judah came to the watchtower of the wilderness, they turned toward the multitude. No survivor.
When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoils, they found much among them, including goods, garments, and valuable things, which they took for themselves, more than they could carry. And they were taking the spoils for 3 days, because there was so much. Then on the 4th day they assembled in the valley of Baraker, for they blessed the Lord there. Therefore they have named that place the Valley of Barak until today. Jerusalem returned with Jehoshaphat at their head, returning to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had helped them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with harps, lyres, and trumpets to the house of the Lord. And the dread of God was on all the kingdoms of the lands when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemy. Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest on
saying because